This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Members of the Senate Armed Services Committee and the Pentagon are reacting to a report in the New Yorker magazine that says Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld approved the use of a secret program that led to the abuses at the Abu Ghraib prison. The report is based on interviews with current and former intelligence officials. In a written statement, the Pentagon called the report outlandish and filled with error. Senators want to know more. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
The report by New Yorker writer Seymour Hersh says the government developed the highly secret interrogation program after 9/11 to try to speed the hunt for al-Qaeda leaders. He said the Pentagon program uses tactics of coercion and sexual humiliation to glean intelligence, especially from Muslims, and that it is known in the intelligence community by code words including copper green. Hersh said Rumsfeld and Undersecretary Stephen Cambone approved expanding the program from alleged terrorists to Iraqi prisoners as a means to crack the insurgency. To get the prisoners to talk, interrogators reportedly threatened to show humiliating photographs of them to their friends and families.
The people that discussed this program with me, to a person, said the photos, most of those photos we saw, were indeed posed, as some of those charged said. They were posed photos whose purpose was to accumulate blackmail material on men that the government thought, Iraqi Sunnis, Ba'athist Party members, that we thought we could extract more information from or put back into society as our agent.
That's Seymour Hersh speaking to NPR. A Pentagon spokesman said he had nothing to add to its written statement, which says the abuse was not sanctioned by any Pentagon program, training manual, instruction, or order. Both the top-ranking Democrat of the Senate Armed Services Committee and Republican Senator John McCain said Sunday they want more specifics about the program Hersh describes. Democrat Senator Carl Levin said he hadn't yet read the New Yorker report. But Levin told Fox News Sunday there's now abundant evidence the abuse in Iraqi prisons was orchestrated at higher levels.
This was all part of an intelligence gathering operation, and it was, quote, part of the process. The acts of humiliation and the abuses were part of a process, not just the spontaneous actions of a few MPs.
The question is, how high up did it go? Senator John McCain of Arizona said he wants to know that. He said the sooner Congress finds the answers, the sooner the U.S. can restore its reputation as an advocate for democracy and human rights. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.